All right, guys, welcome to the OC Sports Podcast, episode 6. We're here with the Pacifica Christian Tritons, here with head coach Jeffrey Barakat. I don't know why I said Jeffrey, because he's called you Jeff. But we're also here with Houston Solomon Davis and Judah Brown. Guys, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
A lot of fun, guys. I'm recording inside a coffee bean here in Cyprus, so if you're coffee machines, I apologize. But anyway, Coach, you guys are 20-7. You guys finished, I believe, in second place next to Fairmont Prep, and you guys didn't big favor in the season, beating CBC. But a tough schedule, and, you know, to the naked eye, people are thinking San Joaquin League is probably just another small league. But you guys battled probably one of the tougher leagues this year in Orange County. You know, talk about just how tough the San Joaquin League was this year.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal league. Very really tough at the top. There's a lot of kids going to be playing in college that are playing in our league right now. They're going to be moving on next year, and it's turned into one of the toughest leagues in Orange County. Opened a lot of people's eyes just how good basketball is in our league. I think at one point we had Fairmont, Capital, Valley Christian, and us all top 12 in the county, which is pretty remarkable. So it's a fantastic league with really good players and really good coaches.
You know, and I was looking at your schedule, and you guys had, you know, between Lutheran, Pleasant Grove, you know, Tribeco Hills, and obviously your league, you know, Corona Del Mar, you guys took care of by two at the Beach Bash. You know, talk about that schedule. Was it something that you guys set up for the league?
Yeah, a little bit. It's important as, you know, we grow this basketball program, which is only, you know, it's only our third year of varsity, that the vision is to take two trips outside of California during the season, do something different than not the typical guy gets to experience in their high school career. So we went out to Illinois. We got invited to a national tournament out there during the season, and we also went up to Oregon. So it's great to get our guys on a plane, get them out playing different national competition, really. You know, getting them tightened up for the season, which is great. Most high school kids don't get to get outside of, you know, their respected state and travel and go play other teams across the country. So we were able to do that this year. We'll continue to do that, and I think it'll pay off for us in the long run.
You know, and Solomon, you know, you showed up right after that CIF finals run that Pacific Christian had, losing the Carnegie of Riverside. You know, what were you expecting coming in after that CIF finals run? I know it was a struggle last season. You guys, you know, you guys got in by way of Saddleback Valley Christian's ineligibilities. But you know, what did you learn coming in that first year, and what did you guys improve on this season?
Well, coming in last year, I wasn't able to play, but I really learned for myself personally patience. And really, I gained a lot of IQ during that season. I feel like that was very important for me personally, just to actually understand the game from a coach's perspective. And I feel like that helped me improve my play this year. And then overall, this year, I feel like the team has really been improving on energy and just overall teamwork. I feel like that's the only reason why we've been successful thus far. Without that kind of teamwork and without that kind of energy, with our age, I don't believe we could have made it as far as we have. And I'm very proud of all of our guys.
You know, Houston, two OT losses to Fremont Prep, win by one, at the end of the fourth quarter, lost two games, and you guys are the league champs, and a far easier road to the finals than you are right now. You know, how tough was it to lose two heartbreakers like that? And what did you learn after that?
Yeah, it's pretty tough because you're that close to winning a game. And I mean, it hurts because it's like you're right there. And, you know, like if you fix like one or two things, like the outcome could be different. But, I mean, those losses came like for a reason. And I think it has definitely helped us now, like seeing what we can improve on from those losses when we had like chances to win the game, especially in overtime, and it's helped us gain confidence within ourselves that we can beat teams and we, like, can just keep moving forward even through an overtime loss. And it's just, like, helped our character a lot, although it is very tough losing to overtime losses. But it definitely has helped build our character and has allowed us to now win games when they need to be win.
You know, Judah, there's a chance you guys might face Fremont Prep a third time. You know, I was with Steve Fryer last week on our podcast, and we were talking about this could be an all San Joaquin League final. You know, I think he picked Fremont Prep. I'm picking you guys because I'm thinking third time's a charm. Have you guys thought about, hey, you know, if we keep this up, we might run into them a third time? Or is it just right now you're focused on Burroughs right now?
Right now we're really just focused on one at a time, you know. We just have to win the next game in front of us. And then after that, we'll see who we play. And then, we definitely saw that if they win, they'll go to the finals. We win, we'll go to the finals, which would be cool. But right now our mindset is we're not trying to think too far ahead and get too far ahead of us. But just work on the task right in front of us and take care of business first and then move forward from there.
And Coach, you've been there before in the finals, first year at Pacific Christian, which is very impressive. You know, with the experience, I mean, what do you tell these kids after experiencing that as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, you tell these guys just to focus on what's in front of them and to take care of things that they can control, because it's playoffs and anything can happen. So the second you overlook somebody, you start thinking ahead is the moment, you know, you get cracked and somebody upsets you. So it's just been making sure these guys, their eyes are open to what's right in front of them and then control what they can control, because we're just playing for one more practice. We're playing for one more memory together, one more time together. We're not playing for who we're going to see next. We're just playing for the moment. And, you know, these guys have done a really good job with that this year for the most part. I mean, we're a young group. Solomon's our only senior. So it is a very young group. And, you know, they've matured a lot. And it's all about focusing on what's right in front of us and what, you know, we can't control.
Yeah, I was looking at your roster. Yeah, only Solomon, which is a tough loss for next season. But you got a freshman who scored 8 points a game. And Ryan Giovanni, and then a bunch of other young guys there, and Sims, so you got the majority of the players coming back. Judah, I know that you guys are focusing on right now and this season, but have you looked and think, man, this is going to be a solid group? Maybe we might be top dogs next year, because we know Fremont Prep's so young, but you guys can stay with them next year.
Yes, definitely. I really think we'll be really good next year. Especially because our confidence, especially with Rion, his confidence has gone up a lot. Just the experience and everything is just going to be amazing next year. And then to already have a season under our belts, and then to have all those guys come back again, the camaraderie will already be there. So next year we should be really good.
Now, Houston, I'm not sure if you were on the team last year. Were you?
No, I was not.
You were not? Okay. You're coming in this year knowing that, you know, the Fremont Prep's there, CBC's there. We know that Saddleback Valley Christian's had some great years. You know, what were you expecting coming in?
I was just, like, really expecting, like, to just have a family to come to, especially moving down from NorCal, which I had a family atmosphere up there. I was just trying to come in and – like find some brothers to just bond with and a great coach. And I think that's like the best thing for me since being down here. I've really found a great group of people that has really helped me. And I feel like that definitely helps with our play. The fact that we can just hang out and we can talk and we can laugh at each other and mess with one another and still love each other at the end of the day, like just builds a bigger bond on the court. Like at the end of the day, it's bigger than us. Like we worship together. We have Bible studies. We eat together. We laugh together. Like, we're just like a group of brothers, and I think like God has definitely brought us into the right hands, especially like me coming down from NorCal. I think it's been great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And Coach, this isn't your first job. I remember we first met. You were at El Medina, and you had some fantastic seasons there at Elmo. But of course, you're in a tough league, just like San Joaquin, the Central League. I mean, I think you were there that one year when four teams in the league went to the finals. You know, how tough was it? You know, you improved the program, but just wasn't enough because you're just facing all the top dogs in that league. And what did you learn from that as you came in Pacific Christian?
Oh, I loved Elmo. I loved all the kids there. I mean, it was, you know, trying to turn a program around and have kids love basketball again. That's hard to do. I think when I got there, there were about 20 kids in the program. When I left, we had, I think, close to 70, and it was just building the culture that, hey, basketball's fun. You can play hard. And I loved my experience at Almedina. It's just such a cool place. But, you know, God led me to Pacifica Christian to start a program. And, I mean, this is my dream job. I get to coach guys like Solomon, Houston, and Judah, and the rest of the crew, which I love. It's been pretty fantastic, the journey that, you know, the Lord's put all these guys and myself on.
You know, was there, Judah, was there a point in the season where you guys had like a big win where it may have like boosted the morale of the team? Was it just basically business as usual the whole year? Like no win really made a significant conclusion?
I would say a particular win, but definitely the tournaments we flew to, like Illinois, Portland. The Portland one was really huge. I feel like that's where we finally came together. We were coming together in Illinois, coming together all between Illinois and Portland. But in Portland, I feel like that's where everything just kind of started to click. And then that carried over into our season.
And, you know, Solomon, you guys said you guys were focusing on your next opponent. It's Burroughs of Ridgecrest. I don't know much about them, but is there anything you guys know about them and what should we expect in that game tomorrow?
To be honest, we haven't really focused that much on them. We're more focused on what we need to do. Like Coach said, the little things, the things that we can control, those are the things that we've been focusing on. But as of we know, they're a great squad. They play hard, love to penetrate and kick, and our job is to lock down on defense, get rebounds, and play our absolute hardest and come together as a team and get this win and be ready to play, keep on going.
You know, Houston, you guys played against Capitol Valley Christian a couple weeks ago, and it was one of those where if they win, they're in that race for the league title with Fairmont Prep, and it seems like Fairmont Prep owes you guys dinner because you guys took them out and took them out of the league title race. You know, how big was that game? Were you guys just saying, you know what, let's take these guys down with us?
I think it was a game just like, in my opinion, like the next game we play is the most important. So, like, for instance, this is our most important game coming up, and the Capo was one of the most important games. Like, every game we play has a lot of importance. So, like, it was a big game, and especially Solomon being out with an injury, it was definitely like some time where we had to step up in a way because our senior's out, one of our best players is out of the game. So I think it was a great win for us because it like showed us that when we come together, we can go out there and we can play. And it showed like adversity. It showed that like they beat us the first time and that was heartbreaking for us. But I think it was an important win. It was good. And I'm happy we beat them. It's the first time we beat them in school history. So I think that was important. And it's a great, hard win for us.
Coach, I mean, has Coach Jody Gardner from our prep taken you out to dinner for that win? I mean, we were doing the podcast, and then we found out that happened, and we're like, oh, wow, so Fairmont Prep wins league. As Coach Gardner.
Yeah, he's going to get me a steak, that's for sure.
I'm sure he'll enjoy it. Coach, same question from Solomon. You guys got Burroughs. I know Skipworth is their go-to guy, you know, but what should we expect from you guys as you take on the Burroughs?
Yeah, they're a solid team. They came down to Costa Mesa, beat those guys. You got a few guards that can shoot the ball. And, you know, Solomon, the film we watched, you know, they do a lot of – I think we watched about 7 or 8 games of them. And, you know, they penetrate, they kick, they run their stuff. But, you know, we tried to spend more time on us, you know, and try to figure out, tighten up what we're trying to accomplish. You know, so these guys can write the story they want to write. But it's a good ball club, and we have to drive 3.5 hours. So, you know, just making sure these guys are rested, they're focused. You know, we had our first-round opponent. We drove out to Paris, and so now we're on the road again. So it's fun. You know, the guys love being on the road, and it's going to be a really cool experience to drive 3.5 hours and play somebody you normally wouldn't get to play, right? So it's going to be a great experience.
And hopefully you guys get a win and get a nice drive back home. Solomon, finally, you can't think of Rancho Christian, which obviously they're in the open, they're favored to win the open division. You go from that program to Pacifica Christian, which is another big name program that you know has the potential of going up in the up. Now, what did you learn in your short time at Rancho that you brought into Pacifica Christian?
Well, I learned at Rancho basically that no matter what happens, you just got to keep pushing, because I always went up against whether now some of the top players in the nation, in Isaiah Mobley and Evan Mobley. So I basically just learned that backing down is not an option, and you just got to keep on pushing through adversity. And I also learned how to be a leader on and off the court. So I hope I brought that over to Pacifica, and I hope the guys are learning a lot from me. And that's basically all I could ask.
Finally, Judah, not a lot of people know about Pacifica Christian. It's obviously known as sports basketball now. You know, brand new school. Tell us, you know, what's Pacifica Christian like?
Pacifica is amazing. You know, it's a small school, but athletics-wise, it feels like a big school because everyone supports each other, you know, and so all students, you know, will come out and support in different athletic events, you know. And then because it's small, everyone's a family. And so on campus, you know, you can't walk across campus without, you know, someone talking to you, you know, and it's just amazing to be there. And transferring from a school where you could do that, like go across campus and, you know, no one would talk to you. It's amazing to be in the school where you wake up in the morning and go, and it's like your second family, you know? And so it's just amazing place.
You know, guys, Pacifica Christian, you guys take on Burroughs, a long drive up to Ridgecrest, but best luck tomorrow, guys, and hopefully we'll see you guys deep in the playoffs next week. Thanks for being on, guys, and again, best of luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks, so much.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hopefully it's on OC Varsity now, but the Edison Mess is the OC Varsity student section of the week. They've really grown the last 2 weeks in my eyes, but I'm pretty sure they've been there long enough. We only have one guy from the mess, Cole Coffer. Cole, thanks for being on.
No problem, Manny. It's great to be on.
First off, Cole, you know, you guys just changed the name to the mess. Where did the name the mess come from?
I saw at the University of Utah, they had the MUS, and it was an acronym for the Mighty Utah Student Section. So I was like, oh, I like that a lot. So kind of just dropped the U and added E for Edison. So now we're the Mighty Edison Student Section, aka the MESS.
Very creative. You know, I've started noticing you guys the last few weeks. But I mean, I know you guys have been around, especially during the Bell game. I know that you're a football player, so you're on the other side of that. But when you're playing football against Fountain Valley, I know that's one of the biggest rivalries in Orange County. You know, how's the student section? I know it can be pretty savage and salty because it's a rivalry game. But you know, how do you see it from the field?
I don't know. It's really hard to describe, like, the feel. Like when I told like RESB, the best moment in the Bell game was when the football team walks down the steps and we look up to our right and we see our whole student body, like there, like to back us up, and we know that we have a section that's like to cheer us on, to urge us forward, to like install belief in us. It just makes it feel 10 times better that we want to go out and win a game.
You know, another rivalry for you guys is Los Alamitos, and you know, you guys showed up in a good number against them at home. I know on the road, and you know they got the win, and then you had the tiebreaker, and you guys stayed in Huntington Beach Arena, and you know they had a hard time driving down there, but you know Edison got the win. You know, talk about just the battle with you guys in Los Alamitos. Los Al's a fantastic student section. Obviously, they're known for that little roller coaster thing, wonderful. But talk about just the battle you guys have to deal with them every year.
The thing with Los Al is that we always see them all over Twitter and Instagram and really everywhere. So it kind of gets us like, okay, if one of our rival schools is doing this, we have a rich athletic rival history, we got to show up and do something with that. So when we always promote the hell out of the home games, and everyone always shows up for the home games against LoSal, but I really wanted to get people to the away games so we can show them at least that, hey, we got people here, we're here in numbers, we can challenge with you guys. And then obviously the tiebreaker was there, and we had, I'd say, more people than we had at the away game before, so that was rad.
It definitely was, you know. And you know, I've noticed you guys the last few weeks, and obviously we saw you guys against Santa Margarita, and that's a tough one. You know, Santa Margarita is favored to win Division One, and you guys got the draw in round one.
Oh, you guys, yeah, very tough.
They got rattled there for three quarters, and then they finally woke up. You know, how crazy was it to see, you know, Edison just stay right there with one of the state's best teams?
Seeing them compete with Santa Margarita, that was really cool to see, because we obviously know that, like, they have three D1 kids that they're going, and we have, we have guys with a couple offers. But it's, like, you see the size difference in Santa Margarita and Edison, and you see us hanging in there with them tied 27-27 at halftime. We're really, at that point, like, really the whole game, we're trying to, like, motivate the team, urge the team forward. Trying to get in like Santa Maria's heads a little bit, but like really try to install belief in the basketball team to like compete, do the best that they could.
You know, and yeah, that scene. Luckily, Michael Huntley was there, and you saw the video of the thunderclap.
Yeah,
that was proof enough for me to put you guys as the student section of the week at OC Varsity. You know, during football season, you know, I don't know much of the student section during football season. I never got the chance to cover Edison this past season. But how's the student section during football season?
Student section during football season, it's getting better. It's getting better. Like, from past years, it's definitely getting better. Where, like, the focus that we had as an ASB was to try to get people to the games, especially because we had a lot of away games that we had to travel further, such as San Juan Hills, Oaks Christian. And like next year, we got San Clemente, Joe going to San Clemente. And really, we just try to get people, try to boost school spirit. So then that carries on. It really all starts off with football. So you got to like install the school spirit there and then carry it on for the rest of your sports, like girls volleyball, boys soccer, boys basketball, and everything. So you get, like, just get people to the games, and then it will carry on from there from itself, because people will be invested in the game. They'll be watching the game. They'll be rooting for you.
And, you know, much like sports, you know, teams lose seniors, and then the senior leadership and is gone, and they have a hard time trying to replicate that with the juniors. The same goes with student sections. Do you guys kind of have a core of juniors that you guys trust in keeping the school spirit alive and keeping that student section alive?
It's me. I'm a junior, so I'll be here next year. During the girls volleyball games. We're going all in on the student section next year. After we produce this year, people have seen what we're capable of, and that Edison does indeed have school spirit again. Because we've seen in the past that Edison, like, kind of dwindled off in school spirit. And I was like, I remember going to an Edison LoSal basketball game where we made a game-winning free throw and we all stormed the court. And I went, this is the school I wanted to go to. We've installed that again here. And hopefully we can carry it on next year.
Yeah, hopefully we do. And hopefully, yeah, we see you guys up there with the top guys like Villa Park and Servite and – and all the guys,
Blue Crew, Locos, you'll see us there.
Hopefully, guys. Cole, thanks for being on, and congratulations on turning that student section around with the mess and the creative name, too.
No problem.
Thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's our show. I want to thank Cole Coffer of the Edison Mess. I also want to thank Jeff Berkoff, Judah Brown, Houston Millette, and Solomon Davis of the Pacific Christian Tritons. Sorry, we couldn't get to talk about basketball during the show since it's just me, but we'll talk some basketball next week. We'll have a team and student section, guys. Follow SoCal Sections on Twitter, SoCal Student Sections on Facebook. You can always go on SoCalStudentSections.com, our website. Check basketball rankings, baseball rankings. Yes, we do talk about sports there. our student section of the week. We got rankings coming up in a few weeks for the student sections, and we'll see you guys on hardwood. Take care.